Thank you. But first, let me thank the organizer, Professor Wong Habowol, for letting me participate in this conference. Well, the title is a pure differential operator and regularity for solution of nonlinear partial differential equation. Well, at first, let me explain why we are interested in studying pseudo differential operator with a non-smooth symbol. Usually, in the classical theory, we take a smooth symbol. But the reason is for us is the following: if we consider a non-linear partial differential equation of this kind with derivative, which involves derivative up to the order m, and where here f is a function c infinity with respect to the x variable, and and entire analytic with respect to the multiple complex variable zeta. Well, if we differentiate with respect to one of the variable xj, we obtain such equation, where in the first member we have the sum up to the order m of the derivative with respect to zeta alpha of the function applied in x, and in the derivatives up to the order m of u. And then we have the derivative of order alpha applied to the u over the xj. On the second member, we have the derivative of x made with respect to x applied on the derivative of u, and the derivative of the data fx made with respect to the variable xj. Then the study of the nonlinear partial differential equation is reduced to the study of a linear partial differential equation, which involves derivative up to the order m, where the where both the coefficient c alpha and the data gx depends on the regularity assumed by the solution u itself. Well, our goal now in the first part of the seminar is to consider continuity for pure differential operator with non-smooth symbol in order to construct parametrics of the equation, and then the study of regularity for solution of elliptic linear partial differential operator with non-smooth coefficients. Oh, we set here in the line described by Bils and Reed with work of 1984, where in some way the coefficients may be considered in L2, and then we expand in the LP in the general LP framework, and here we follow a line described by the work by the well-known work of Cosma Meillet and Nagase, and also the extension given by Bourdot, Sugimoto, and Habowol. We refer to the book of Taylor, pseudo differential operator and nonlinear partial differential equation, which summarized in some way all the previous results. Well, as pseudo differential about pseudo differential operator, we refer to the classical definition, where here U is the Fourier transform of a Schwarz function, rapidly decreasing function, and the symbol AXXI in principle may be considered in the Schwarz distribution class S prime. Well, we refer also to the Hornmeier symbol classics as M rho delta, where M is a real order, and delta is considered less or equal than rho, and both must be less or equal than 1. At first we consider C infinitive, the classical C infinitive symbol of Hornmeier. As well known, we have a gain of order rho when we differentiate with respect to alpha, and a loss of regularity of order order delta when we differentiate with respect to beta. Well, let me summarize the most important well-known result about continuity of pure differential operator with smooth coefficient. Well, when delta is strictly less than rho, or also when delta is equal to rho but different from 1, the related pure differential operator are bounded from HS to HS minus M, where we work in the L2 framework. When we consider delta equals to rho and both equal to 1, it is well known that the zero order operator are not L2 bounded, but they are bounded on HS when S is strictly greater than 0. This is a result of Stein, unpublished by Stein, but after we can find it as a particular case of a more general result of Hornmeier of 1988. Well, we leave now the L2 framework. We pass in the general LP framework. Well, it is well known that when rho is strictly less than 1, it is not important if delta is taken in good way. When rho is less than 1, we have not the zero order operator are not LP bounded when P is different from 2. From the positive point of view, let me recall that the operator, when rho is strictly less than 1, the operator of negative order minus m are LP bounded when m is greater than a critical order depending by rho and by the distance of 1 over p minus 1 half. This is true when delta is strictly less than rho. Well, the result was proved in the non-critical case when where here we have the strictly inequality by Hornmeier in 1965, and in the critical case the result was proved in sharp way with an important counterexample by Fesserman. Generally speaking, the literature about LP continuity of pseudo-differential operators is related to this critical order NP near to N, to the dimension times the distance from 1 over P and 1 half. Well, but we want here to consider a different point of view, and in this point of view we can find in the following our results. The different point of view is due to Taylor. We can find it in the Basic Book of Taylor to the Differential Operator of 1981. Well, the point of view of Taylor is to set condition on a zero order operator, suitable condition, in such a way that the zero order operator are LP continuous. And the key point in the work of Taylor is to set the condition in such a way that we can use the Marcinkiewicz-Zorkin lemma about LP continuity of Fourier multiplier instead of the more classical, the Michelin-Ormander lemma, more classical in the sense that Ormander used it in his proof about LP continuity. Well, let me remark the essential difference among Michelin-Ormander lemma and Marcinkiewicz-Zorkin lemma. Well, in the Michelin-Ormander lemma, we consider that we assume that the derivative of the multiplier m xi up to a suitable order integral part of n1/2 weighted with the modulus of xi to the power length of alpha are uniformly bounded. Then under this condition the Fourier multiplier is LP bounded. Well, in the Marcinkiewicz case, we consider that the derivatives of the multiplier made at most one times with respect to every component xi and weighted by means of the same components, here k may assume also 0 or 1 values, well, this quantity must be uniformly bounded. Then we have in this case also LP continuity of the Fourier multiplier. Well, you know, this is the point of view of Taylor. We extend the result of Taylor in a work with Alessandro Morandi and Professor Wong find a result about such kind of pure differential operator to the spectrum of for elliptic pure differential operator with non-smooth symbols. Well, no, with smooth symbols. With smooth symbols. Let me introduce now a class of pseudo differential symbols, non-smooth, which in natural way satisfy the condition useful to apply the Marcinkiewicz lemma. Well, we set in the quasi-homogeneous framework in such a way. We consider a weight vector M1, Mn, where any components is integer and strictly greater than 1. And then we consider the weight function obtained by the sum of any components to the power 2 times the components Mj of the weight vector. And then here for us is the weight function that will be useful for define the symbol classes and also the weighted function space on which we find the continuity. Well, the symbol classes now are defined in the following way. We consider a function AXXI which belongs to a generic Banach space X with respect to the first variable, and which is differentiable, suitable many times with respect to Xi. Then we take the operator order R in the real line, and we impose that the derivative with respect to Xi, both in modulus and both in X norm with respect to the first variable, are bounded by the weight function Xi m to the power r minus the scalar product 1 over m times the derivative order alpha. This for a suitable grid order of derivatives. Or usually in the following, X will be a Sobolev or a Bezov space considered in a weighted point of view. Well, in order to define the Bezov weighted function spaces and to characterize in useful way the Sobolev weight function, we use a partition of unity based on dyadic decomposition. Roughly speaking, we must construct a partition of unity where any piece f phi h is contained in a quasi-homogeneous Kron, quasi-homogeneous because here we have the quasi-homogeneous weight and not the usual Euclidean norm, and which satisfies suitable, if we take the partition in this Kron, it satisfies in natural way this condition, which are very important in the following of the proof. Well, using such a partition of unity, and then the composition of a related decomposition of the Schwarz function, we may define quasi-homogeneous Bezov space in the following way. We apply the partition of unity to a distribution U, then we consider the L infinitive norm on any piece of the partition, and then we consider the L infinitive norm of the sequence obtained by multiplying the L infinitive norm times 2 to the power sh. Oh, clearly the norm does not depend on the choice of the partition of unity in the sense that changing the partition of unity we obtain equivalent norm. Or when instead of the quasi-homogeneous weight we consider the usual Euclidean weight, the Bezov space BS infinitive infinitive is the usual Hölder space when S is not integral or Zygmund space when S is integral. Well, the quasi-homogeneous Sobolev space is defined for any order, real order S, in natural way by changing in the definition the Euclidean weight by the quasi-homogeneous weight, and then it may be characterized using the dyadic partition of unity in such a way where differently from the Bezov case, here we made before and L2 norm in the sense of the sequence, point by point, and then we apply the LP norm to the decomposition. Well, using the weighted Besov and the Sobolev spaces just defined, we obtain the following continuity result. We consider here non-smooth pure differential operator where the Banach space is exactly a Besov space of a positive order n. Well, for such a symbol, which is with respect to x in a Besov space of a positive order, and where the operator order is a generic order, real order m, if we assume moreover that the number of derivatives with respect to psi for the symbol are greater than 2n plus 1, where n is the dimension of the space, well, in this condition we obtain that the related pure differential operator is continuous from h plus m to hs, clearly in a quasi-homogeneous framework. This is true when the Sobolev order is included between minus r and r, excluded the extremum, and when p is from 1 to infinity. Well, our next task now is to study the regularity for linear partial differential equation with quasi-homogeneous Besov coefficient, which, as we have already said, are partial differential equation where the coefficient belongs to a Besov space. And then we must pass to regularity for solution to linear, to non-linear partial differential equation. Well, the first step is to consider a transpose operator for any pseudo differential operator with symbol in our non-smooth class. We introduce in classical way the transpose operator in this way, which is very, very classic. Let me remark then that when AXXI is a polynomial quasi homogeneous order, then ADXU, defined in this way, is exactly the transpose operator. Well, the first step is now to extend the continuity result of the pseudo differential operator to the transpose operator ADX, and we obtain exactly as before that when R is greater than zero and M is a general real order, then the transpose operator is bounded from HS to HS minus M for S including between minus R and R. Or let me remark that here S is in the dominion of the operator, and before it was in the codominion of the operator. Oh, the second step in the study of pseudo differential of partial differential equation with non-smooth coefficient is to consider inverse operator or parametrics for elliptic in generalized acception of elliptic operator. When we consider then operator of quasi-homogeneous order M with coefficient in a base of space of order R strictly greater than the operator order M, and we assume that PXD, that the operator is quasi-elliptic, that is, we assume that the quasi-homogeneous operator of order M vanishes only on Xi equal to zero. Well, in this case, we can construct a parametrics and we obtain a symbol QXXI in B hair M infinitive infinity in a base of space of order N of order hair with the operator negative operator order minus M, such that transpose operator QXD realized to be an inverse of PXD unless this reminder RDXU, where the symbol of the reminder is obtained by means of a sum of quasi-homogeneous type of this symbol R gamma XXI, where any summand here, R gamma XXI, is in a base of space with respect to X of order R minus gamma scalar 1 over M, and Xi decrease in the same order gamma scalar 1 M. Well, we can then conclude that using this expression of the reminder, that if U is a solution of the linear partial differential equation PXDU equal to F, where the data F is in the Sobolev space HS, then we have a gain of regularity of the solution of order 1 over M star, when M star is the supremum of the maximum of the components of the weight vector capital M. The result is true when S is strictly greater than minus hair plus 2m plus 2 times the order and minus than hair, and then clearly we must take the operator here with order r strictly greater than the order m. Oh, the third step we need is the composition, the study of the composition of a function U in a weighted Sobolev space with a function F, which is entire analytic in Z, in the complex variable Z, and smooth with respect to X. Roughly speaking, we take a function fxz, which is given by this expansion, where the coefficient ajx are the smooth function, where the norm of the supremum on the compact set are uniformly bounded by lambda j, and the function sum of lambda j zeta to the power j is realized to be entire analytic. Well, if we consider such a function, we have that the composition of F with a function u in a Sobolev space HS in framework P is continuous. And this is true when S is positive and precisely strictly greater than 1 over the length of the weight vector M times P. Oh, let me recall that exactly as in the homogeneous case, for any order, any real order S, we have a continuous embedding of the Sobolev space HS in the Bessel space HS minus 1 over length of M times P. Well, let me consider now at the end the nonlinear equation where S is smooth with respect to X and entire analytic in zeta, where zeta is a multiple complex variable, exactly defined as before, with the difference that here zeta is in the C n and not in C, and not simply in C. Well, and we in the nonlinear equation we involve the derivative up to the quasi-homogeneous order n. Well, as the begin as we have say have seen at the beginning of the talk. Let now differentiate the nonlinear equation mj n times with respect to a fixed variable xj. And extending the argument we have seen at the beginning, we obtain such an equation where at the first member we have the sum up to the quasi-homogeneous order M of the derivative of F with respect to zeta alpha applied in the derivatives of U up to the order the quasi-homogeneous order M and times the derivative with respect to alpha applied to the derivative of U with respect to xj made mj times. And here in the right hand side we have a data fj which depends on x and on the derivative of u made up to the order to the quasi-homogeneous order m with respect to beta and moreover made up to the order less or equal than mj minus 1 with respect to the xj variable. If we consider now a solution u in a quasi-homogeneous Sobolev space s plus m, a solution of the nonlinear equation, then we obtain that the data fjx is in the Sobolev space S minus 1 plus 1 over mj and moreover the coefficient here depending on f belongs to the weighted Sobolev space hs which is included in the Bessel space hs minus 1 over the length of m times p. Then, by setting now uj equal to the derivative of j made mj times with respect to xj of u, we reduce our problem to the study of regularity of a linear partial differential equation of quasi-homogeneous order M, where the coefficient C alpha belongs to a quasi-homogeneous Bessel space of order S minus N over M over length of M per times P, and the data Fj belongs to the Sobolev space H S minus 1 plus 1 over Mj P. Oh, we assume now that the nonlinear partial differential equation is quasi-elliptic, that is, which is quasi-elliptic, this polynomial for any values of x and zeta, the polynomial of the quasi-homogeneous polynomial here is vanishes only when xi is equal to zero, exactly as in the linear case. Then, with the quasi-elliptic assumption here, we are in the condition to apply the lemma on linear partial differential equation with Bessel coefficient that we have stated before, and we obtain that, assuming that U is in the Sobolev space of order S plus M, we obtain that Uj is in the Sobolev space of order S plus M minus 1 plus 1 over M star, with M star the supremum of the components of the weight vector. And then, if Uj is in this space, we obtain that U is in S plus M plus 1 over M star, recalling that Uj is obtained differentiating Mj times with respect to the xj variable, and all that we have seen here is true for any order, or for any components uj. And the result is true when s is strictly greater, when the Sobolev order here that we take for the a priori solution is greater than m plus 1 over length of m times p. We can then give in the conclusion our result, which is the following. If we consider the partial differential equation described before of quasi-homogeneous order M equal to zero, and if we consider a solution, if we assume that the equation here is quasi-elliptic in the sense described in the previous slide. Then, if we consider a priori a solution U in A in the Sobolev space of order S plus M, and we assume that S is strictly greater than the order of the equation plus this critical parameter, then the solution realized to gain a Sobolev order 1 over M star P. And this is not surprising because effectively quasi-elliptic linear partial differential equation are hypoelliptic partial differential equation. I have only 2-3 minutes. Well, we give then only some extension of the result about non-smooth weighted pure differential operator. Or the result we have given before is obtained in the quasi-homogeneous framework, which is very near to the usually homogeneous framework. We can obtain continuity for a pure differential operator also in a more general framework, where instead of the quasi-homogeneous weight, we consider a general weight function which satisfy all these conditions, which are given essentially in order to use the Marcinkiewicz-Zorkin lemma, and in order to assure the algebra, property of algebra of Sobolev and Besov space. Such conditions are clearly satisfied by the elliptic weights, the, usually Euclidean weights, by the quasi-elliptic weights that we have, or quasi-homogeneous weight function that we have described before, and it is also, they are also satisfied by the multi-quasi-elliptic weights, which are obtained by summing the xi variable to the power 2 alpha, where alpha is in a complete Newton polyhedron. The most important property here is that the normal vector to any face of the polyhedron has not zero components. Well, by generalizing the quasi-homogeneous dyadic partition of unity in more complicated way, here the crown, and the quasi-homogeneous crown might be changed in this interval that becomes more and more larger as its center is far away from the origin. This kind of partition of unity is given to Triebel. We introduce, in a way more similar to before, the weight function spaces, the weight non-smooth symbols, and we define also in a generalized way the Besov and the Sobolev function space, and we obtain this continuity result, that is, when the symbol AXXI is in a weighted Sobolev space of order R with respect to Xi and satisfies suitable decreasing of the derivative with respect to Xi, then we have that the related pure differential operator is bounded between the weighted Sobolev space HS plus M to HS when R is greater than this critical order, and S is included between 0 and R, included 0 and R. And moreover, when we consider the symbol in a Besov space with respect to X, we obtain continuity between Besov spaces, assuming that the Besov order of the symbol is like before, and the continuity is between S plus M to S for S from 0 to L, exactly as before. Well, this is all.